وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and human beings. And in the previous episodes, we started covering and studying a very good book in this regard, which is titled A 250-Year-Old Person. And this book is a compilation of different lectures and sermons delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei throughout long years before the revolution and after the revolution. In these sermons and lectures, he studies and analyzes the life story and biographies of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his pure progeny, mostly in political and social perspective. And we were talking about the life story of the Prophet of Islam. We were talking about the migration to Medina and how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started and built a community, which actually this building of a community started from Mecca, but it came to be visible in Medina. And we talked about how he built the masjid as an institute and a center for this community, for different needs that the community had, not only a place of worship. And then we talked about the how the Prophet of Islam managed to establish a society in which not all members were Muslims, and that how this is unique. This is considered to be a unique thing, especially in antiquity, in the ancient time. Civilizations and cultures would not accept such a thing, but the Prophet had a plan through the Medina Charter, which is a long text. And it's kind of modern way of constitution, and which establishes certain rights and obligations and privileges to people who are a member of this society and not necessarily Muslims. So before that, we should talk about the demographic divisions of Medina. When the Prophet arrived in Medina, you had some local Medina people who were mainly from two tribes, Aus and Khazraj. They had long-standing trouble with each other, and they wanted the Prophet to mediate between them and to make peace between them. So that's one group of people. Then you have Jewish communities living around Medina, mainly in the skirts of Medina, in the suburbs of Medina. And so the three main tribes are there, Jewish tribes. And they were living in castles close to Medina. I mean, attached to, the suburbs of Medina. And they had been there for 100, 200 years ago. So there's a whole story of why they migrated to Medina and how they lived. But the thing that we need to know about them is that there are three things that we should know about them. There are three features and characteristics. One of them was that they were very wealthy. They owned fertile land and the best farms of the palm trees they had. And also they were active in the business of jewelry and the gold. And they would also give people loans, and they would take usury from people. And also because they had connections to their own people on other areas like the Levant and other areas, they could know things sooner than others. They could make communication. And this system of banking that they had, part of it was because they could give people loan here and then take it back from that person in the Levant, or vice versa, because of the connections that they had. So they were not only confined in Medina, in a sense, and there are other points about them as well that we're going to cover in the second segment. Let's have a break and come back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRB English Radio. We're talking about the characteristics of Jewish communities in Medina. We said that financially they were very wealthy, and from the respect of the connections that they had, they had connections from people outside of Medina in the Levant and other areas. Another thing that they were superior in that regard was the cultural superiority, because they were considered people who had books and who had high level of literacy, and in comparison to the Bedouin Arabs and the local people living in Medina, they were having a superior hand in literacy and culture and history. So in different ways they were considered the elite, and they would keep the distance between them and the local people in Medina as well. So sometimes and in certain occasions, they might have shown humility towards the local Arabs in order, because they wanted their business done. But otherwise, at the depth of their heart, they would believe that they are superior to the local people, and they would keep the distance between themselves and others. So this is how the demographic division was there. Also, you had people living in certain tribes, scattered tribes around Medina. So these people are not technically part of Medina, but we have to consider them when we talk about the certain strategies that the Prophet ﷺ had after the Quraysh, the enemies of the Prophet and Islam in Mecca, wanted to use those people against Muslims in Medina. So Prophet ﷺ started having a charter. He initiated a kind of constitution. He got everyone around the table and they signed this charter, this constitution that would respect the right of everyone, giving security to everyone under certain circumstances, as long as they do not betray the local community, or you would say the local government, and as long as people support each other in terms of security, in terms of finance, they have the privilege of being part of the community, and it was not only for Muslims. Actually, as I said, this was the first time that you would see in that area, Arabian Peninsula, and one of the few occasions in the ancient world in general, that you had freedom of religion among members of a given society. So, and this was done without any form of oppression or somebody appointing the Prophet. The Prophet ﷺ became the leader of Medina and the leader of this new community and society naturally. The way that people welcomed him and accepted him as a leader left no question for anyone else about the unique character and role of this person in being the leader of this community. And this is a rather long constitution, like 3-4 pages of like those old books that would contain many letters, is dedicated to the terms of this constitution. And as I said, it's a good read. We can go and read it because it reflects many things that people think were invented by people in the modern time. But at that charter, you're going to see that, no, it was first initiated by the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah, we're going to cover that in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.